last night at about 7:30, we received the millionth ton into Chadwick. So it's the first time we've cracked a million ton into the system at Esperance. So it's a big achievement.
Tell us how significant that is. You mentioned it's the first for the Esperance port zone, but further afield?
Look, I think it probably is. I mean, the ports, particularly Geraldton, you know, accumulates that sort of tonnage across, you know, all the sites close to the port up there. But in terms of the actual port itself, it's quite significant. You know, we want to get as much grain as we possibly can into the sites at the port, which help us accumulate and load vessels in a timely fashion. So, you know, having that grain at port and that sort of volume is what we set out to achieve at the beginning of harvest.
Can you put this into perspective for us, Mick? I mean, a million tonne in one receival site compared to I suppose, the total tonnage so far for the entire port zone?
Yeah, so the total tonnage is 2.3 million tonne. So for a million tonne of that to come into Esperance is quite significant. And I guess, to give you an idea, it's about 17,000 truckloads that have come in since, you know, early in October.
Mm. And we know over the past couple of years, Chadwick has had a lot of, you know, funding pumped into a lot of CapEx gone into that site when it comes to upgrades and infrastructure. Has it been worth it, I suppose, to hit this mark now?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, we've had record receival days there as well. You know, we've taken over 35,000 tonne in one day during the season. And, you know, the way the trucks flow through there on most days is a sight to see. And, you know, look, we do have our lineups and trucks do, you know, take, you know, in some cases well over an hour to get through the system. But, you know, there is a large volume of trucks coming through as well. So I think, you know, the investment's definitely been worth it, and the system, you know, on a whole works extremely well.
And we know that last year there were a few teething problems with the automatic sampling and that kind of thing. Given that there has been an increase in truck numbers this year, given the tonnage that's been received, has that congestion, I suppose, been sorted out?
Yeah, it has. You know, last year we had a few computer glitches, and, you know, it's amazing how quickly things jam up when things go wrong. And we had a few of those earlier in the season, but we finally sorted that out, and, you know, we've had a pretty good run since. And, you know, the main sort of hold-ups have been where the grids have sort of struggled to handle the amount of tonnes coming through on a day. And, you know, some days we're getting 10 or 15,000 tonne of one variety or one segregation, which puts a bit of pressure on the grids. But overall, it's worked extremely well.
Mick, it's been a pretty tough season for farmers in the Esperance port zone with fires, some really hot, strong winds, hail, rain, a bit more rain, and some more rain on top of that. It must be nice to celebrate, I suppose, the end of the season in this really positive way.
It is, yeah. It's a good opportunity to sort of celebrate the tons and more so the season and sort of say thanks to everybody for, you know, being patient and helping us out. And, you know, as a small token of our appreciation, we're going to park the ice cream truck down there today from lunchtime onwards and hand out a few free ice creams.
I can't believe I'm missing that, Mick.
Yeah, you should be in Esperance, Tara.